Kumlen and a blank Gemara. It's almost Matzai Tisha B'Av. We'll start from yesterday's Mishnah, Davchav Beis Amid Beis. So the Mishnah lists a whole bunch of different dinim, what we do regarding the second Chatas. We start over the five Chatois. We start over the five Chatois Hamesis. Right, so the Mishnah says, Hamafrish Chatas, if you set aside a Chatas of the, and you lost it, and you brought a second one in its place, so you're makri ready, and then you found the first one, Thomas. Then what happens is, you obviously let it die because already there was this chaper. You can't bring a second chatas for the same aveda. That's case number one. What about instead of a chatas, you set aside money? Hamafrish mo is the chatas. If you set aside money for a karma chatas, and you lost the money, and we hikriv chatos tachtem, and you were makriv a chatos in its place. The achakach, and afterwards nimtzu hamois, and you found the money. So instead of finding the carbon, you found the money set aside after you nischapit. Again, yelichem liyamel. You have to let it go to waste, or you just toss it away yamemelach. That's case number two. Case number three, hamafrish mois lechatos. You set aside money for a chatos, v'avdu, and you lost it. V'hifrish mois achedus tachtein. You set aside money in his place. He speak like chatas mehen. You didn't yet bring the second karma chatas, or you didn't even buy the chatas. You still have the money, so you set aside a second pile of money, and you still didn't spend the money. Achenim tzoy, so the shayin is that you found the first one. So instead of guys, Chaver, please lower your voice over here. We're trying to give a share. So If you didn't yet spend the money, we want to find a way of how to make sure that you don't throw away one of the money Yama Melech. So this is what you do. Yovi me'elu u'me'elu chatas. Take a little bit of this pile of money, a little bit of this pile of money, and join them together, and you buy the chatas. So now that you bought the chatas, neither of them is waste. So the rest of the money, 50% of this, you know that, you'll buy a dover, oilus and dover. Case number four, Hamafrish Mois Chatos, you set aside money for your Chatos, you lost the money, but this time you didn't just set aside the money, you didn't have the second pile of money, you actually bought a Chatos. Vifrish Chatos Tatein, or you Chatchila had an animal, then you set it aside. Lahis Pikla Kriva, you didn't yet bring it up, Adchenim Tso Hamoi, you found the money. So what do you have now? You have money in one pile, the original, and then you have the animal Chatos they set aside. Now, what happened was, the chatas balmum, the animal you set aside suddenly became a balmum. What do you normally do with a balmum? You sell it, and with the money, you buy another carbon. So now, again, you have two piles of money. So instead of using one pile and throwing away the other pile, let's use a little bit of each pile. So, timachas sell it, v'yovi me'elu me'elu chatas. And with the money you buy from here and here, you buy chatas, v'hashar yiplu nedava. And again, the rest of the money, you'll be able to buy oilas nedava. Next case. Hamafrish chatas, you set aside chatas v'avda, and you lost it. V'hifrish mois tachta, you set aside money in its place. V'lehispik likach mehen chatas, you didn't buy yet with the money a chatas. Achnim tachatas. In this case, it's not two piles of money. You have the second pile of money, but the first animal that you set aside, it's here. Ba'arehi balas mum. If the animal is not a balas mum, you're going to use one, and the other one you throw away. But if the animal, according to Rebbe, but if
and throw away the money.
According to Rebbe. Remember, according to Chachamim, since you found it before you actually spent it, the other one is tira. But
here you got
that's
you got
exactly
the
that.
And you got money.
That's right. No, so the chatas, you're supposed to take the chatas, be makir of it, and with the money, according to Rebbe, you throw away. According to Chachamim, you use it by another animal, okay, because it was before you were in his chaper. However, in this case here, it turned out to be the first animal came out mum, the same as before. Again, timocha sell it, the yovi me'elu me'elu chatas, and you bring from both piles of chatas, v'asha yiplu nedava, and the rest you use to buy oilas nedava. Next case. Hamafrish chatos, you set aside chatos, you lost it, v'hifrish acherata, you set aside a second animal, which is the standard case. Obelo his big lahakriva, you didn't bring it at chenin tzas, or until you found the first one. According to Rebbe, you'll bring one, another one you'll kill. According to Chachamim, since you found it before you in his chaper, one you'll bring a one, you'll use, you'll wait till he has a mum, tida. But in this case, they're both a balas mum. Is the machru, you sell them both. The yov, and what happened? You turn them into money. And now we do the same thing again, the same kunz. The yovi me'elu me'elu chata, a little bit of this pile, a little bit of that pile. And by a chata, vasha yipad, the rest falls in the dover. Next case. Hamafrish chata, you set aside a chata, vavdi, you lost it, vihifrish acheres tachter, and you brought another animal in its place. Well, he speak la kriva chim sazer shayna. You found the first one. Now you have two animals that are suitable to bring. How you stay in tmimis, they're both whole. What do you do? So Rebbe says, achas man tikorev chatas. One of them is brought up as a chatas vahashniya Thomas. The other one you put to death. Divrei Rebbe. The chachamim maimim ein chatas mesa. Chachamim say in this case they don't. The animal don't die because right now they both are suitable to be brought up as a chatas. So one will be brought up a chatas. The other one will be tira. Ella, the only time that you say Tomusu is Mishinim Tzas, Ma'acha Shekipur Habayim. If you found the second one, the original animal, after you in the Schapa with the second animal, for one Aveda, you can't have two Chatoi, so then the first one is Tira. Is Ve'ein Hamor Hechuyan Melech, and the same thing with the money in the case before. When do we say we toss the money away and throw Ella Shinim Tzu? If you found the money, Ma'acha Shekipur Habayim. Only after the Kapar. The Gemara is going to change all this around. Says the Mishnah in the last case, an interesting case. Mafrish chatas, so you said it's like a chatas animal A. The harehi balas mum became a mum, a bal mum. So what do you do? You machra, you sell it. Machra, sell it. The yovi b'dama acheres. And with the money, you buy another one. Simple. And then you have the animal A became chulin, and the animal B now is your carbon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon comes along and says that animal A, even though you sold it for chulin, it still has some kedusha, modicum of kedusha left in it. In what sense? That im karva shniya ad shalay nishchata. If the second animal, the karma chattas, was brought up already, and the guy, the lokeach who bought this animal, became the first animal became chulin, didn't yet shecht it, Thomas. Because the chatas shechibra bala, you let it die. And over here, even though you sold it as chulin, since there's still a little bit of kedusha left to it, if you didn't shecht it, and the karma chatas geshochten, the baal bos was neschaper, and this falls under the gedid of tamuz. Says the Gemara. No problem. That's chulin. It's 100 chulin. That's the chiddush of Shimon. The whole reason is that hikri v'acher es tachter. The whole reason is because you brought them. Because why do we say in the first case in the Mishnah that Tomus only because you were makiv already the second one? In other words, like the Chachamim, if you weren't makiv the second one, then you wouldn't be Tomus. Holo hikri v'acher es tachter. You wouldn't have been makiv roya mani rabbani. That's the rabban who hold that the pivotal thing here is whether you were makiv the second one or not. Okay, the Amr avude b'shas afrosh roya. They say that if it was lost and you set aside a second animal and then you recovered it before you shechted it, both are suitable. Then what we do, one you shecht, one is roya. Amos sefer. Look in the next case is hamafrish moir chatas. It says, if you set aside money for a chatas, v'avdu you lost it. The hifrish achein etachtem. You set aside another one to it. Yavi me'elu me'elu. So we look in the Mishnah Bar. If you set aside another one, and now you have two, and you found it, and you recovered the first money, and this is before the kapara. So you mix the two piles together. Had you not mixed the two piles together, then one you would bring up, and one you would destroy. But l'chayda, you found it before you in the chaper. Yavi me'elu me'elu v'asha yipu dova. Time of the only reason is why we say the sha yipu dova, because me'elu me'elu, you use a little bit of each pile. Ha'hevi me'echem, man, if you decided then to bring up only one, ha'sheini yolichu liyam ha'melech, even though you found it before him in the schapir. Also the Rebbe, that follows Rebbe. The Omer who holds, avudim mishas hafrosha mesa. He holds that if it got lost when you were mafrish the second animal, the first one goes mesa. Reisha rabbonin v'sefer Rebbe, how can that be? This will make sense according to Rav Huna Marav's interpretation of this whole machlekes, which is as follows. Rav Huna Marav will say that sometimes there's a machlekes and sometimes everyone is made a mesa. You know when everyone's made a mesa? If you deliberately went ahead and you were makriv one of the animals, what you did was you rejected the other animal. So chama meida, that even though it only happened in Shas HaFrosha and you found them both, if you then went ahead and you chose one animal, what you're saying is, I don't want the other animal. So the other one is Mesa. You know when the Machlekes Rebbe Chaim is, you didn't choose anything. You went to Rav. I have two animals there, what should I do? Then the Rav would say, they're both Shayich, one bring a carbon and one Tira. But if you did it yourself, you showed us in your mind that you reject it. If you say hakam meidim, everyone's meidim. She mashach achas. You took one of them. V'kriv and you makriv it yourself. Nobody told you to. Shashniya meisa. The second one is meisa. That means even the chacham meidim. So mishkachas law. You want to know when the Mishnah says that the case. You know why me'elu me'elu. And but if it would have been not me'elu me'elu, one of them would have died. Isn't a case where you did it on your own. Kigoyin shemashach achem and v'kriv divhakol. The Mishnah is not going according to Rebbe. Even that part of the Mishnah where it says meisa is following the rabbanon.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because then it's not the psak. It's not because you don't know what to do. It's because by them telling you what to do, it's the din tayyid to tell you. When you're doing it, you're telling us, you're machshava, this is more important than that. Our problem is according to Rabbi Abba Marav. Rabbi Abba Marav has a different understanding. And he says, the Omar, hakom moedim, he says, it depends which animal is the one that you are. If the one that you brought up was the new animal, not the one that was lost and you brought back, then everyone's meida, the animal that was lost, has been rejected. And therefore it's mesa. In the chama meida. Whether you asked, whether you did it yourself, it's mesa. However, the machlek is if you elected to use the original animal, and what are you left with? The second animal, animal B. Rebbe holds animal B takes out all the din of animal A. And if you had chosen animal B, what would happen to animal A? Mesa. So if you chose animal A, what do you do with animal B? Also mesa. Has all the same din. And the Chacham say, no. If you chose animal A, animal B was never rejected. Animal B was never lost. Therefore, it doesn't have that flaw. And therefore, they say, tira. So, according to Abba Marav, Omar, hakom moedim, everyone's moedim, b'mizchape, b'she'ein avudah, if you elected to use animal B, sh'avudah mesa. You rejected out hand, whether you asked the Rav, whether you did it yourself, is avudah mesa. With the one that was lost and you took that back, and what's left now is the Ein Avud, which doesn't have the chsaron of ever being lost. That the second animal takes on the identity of the first animal, has all the same dinim as the first animal, and therefore it's mesa. Not tonight. No, not at all. We already had yesterday the Gemara that Daita Lavuda all the time. Remember, we had this yesterday Gemara that when you lost something, you never Masir Das on it. You're always thinking about it. Okay, but so when you lost it and you set aside the second one, does not have a chesaron of being an avuda. Rebbe holds, I don't care. It has a full identity of avuda. Rabban holds because the avuda has an extra chesaron that was lost. There was a time that it wasn't shaykh to be a carbon. This, from the moment you made it, is always shaykh to be a carbon. So therefore, this so one here was never mesa.
When you buy the second one, can you buy with like an option?
No.
It doesn't work. If I find the first one,
no. He said the second one has the full. Remember, there's two cases. A case called Achrayis, which Chachili set aside two, and one is in case the one is lost. That's a separate din altogether. There we say there's no mesa, there's tira. Over here, you set aside the second one in order to be the carbon. That's it. So therefore, the second one takes on full identity of the carb of is taking the place of the first, whatever the din there is. Chum say no. The first one has an extra flaw.
That's the question. It seems you get the answer. Then they both.
That's the first day, not this day. They make a difference. That when they get the when it's a question and answer means it's not your masir dasim. This is doing what the Torah says. When you're doing it yourself, it means your masir dasim. Another one. The Rebbe saw a mafshid, but give it dummy. Rabbi saw a laugh, give it dummy. Is Reisha saw some lamb? Because Rebbe comes out the Reisha followed the Rabbanon, right? That only after was Nikriv to this Mesa and Sefer saw some Rebbe. Mike Mashmalan. So what's it coming to teach you? Says the Gemara. So what's the mission coming to teach you? So one part of the mission is Rebbe. One part of the mission is Rabbanon. What's the point? The plea Rebbe Rabbanon. The Chayyim don't tell you this is Shnos Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. No behedik tani Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. But safer. What do I need to begin the Mishnah and the middle of the Mishnah to tell you there's two different opinions when the Mishnah clearly spells out? We just learned it. There's Machlekes of Rebbe and Chachamim. So it says Hamafrish Chatas. You set aside Chatas of the you lost it. Then you brought another one in his place. You found the first one, so now in front of you have two kabanas. He says, I need you to tell me a case in the Mishnah that follows blindly Rebbe. Only when. And the same thing by money. You don't toss away money on Melech. So what's it coming? So what do you need the Mishnah to tell you? You tell me that the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Abba, is telling you, we know that from later the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Hakamashlan Dava Zemachleik Zerabbanan. That's exactly what the Mishnah is explaining itself. You have a standard from the beginning of the Mishnah to the middle of the Mishnah. I want you to know. You know why? Because this is the Machleik Zerabbanan Chachamim. That's the style of this Mishnah. Okay, Gufa, let's analyze what we just said. Amar Rav Huna Bar Rav. Rav Huna said, Nein Rav, Hakol Maidim. Everyone is Maidim. That if you deliberately or arbitrarily chose one animal over the other animal has been rejected. If you chose one animal to be makiv, the other animal gets put to death. So what's the machlek is between Rebbe and Chachamim? You're coming to ask the Rebbe Sava, what's the machlek is? So he's not going to explain, what is the machlek if you come to ask? What should the Rebbe said about the second animal gets killed? Why? Because loy osu takon bekachim. We don't go out of our way to help out kachim. So therefore, we're not going to give you a way to make a diriyah tamus. So Tesh already asks, unheard of. We always try to save kachim. What do you mean not trying to save kachim? So the answer is, we're talking about a case here where the avuda was a weak animal and the ein avuda was a shmena. So then we tell him, better use the new animal, because it's nice and more much more mahudr, and let the chusha let it die. We have no reason to save it. That's this. So the taste is limiting this to a very unique case. And we say, go ahead and get your kapara, the one that was never lost. And the avuda mesa, let the avuda die. And the way taste learns why we're not trying to help the avudis and just say, tida, because... Or what we should say is, because according to Rebbe, we should say, take the avuda and bring that as a carbon. The ein avuda doesn't get killed. Take the avuda and kill it, and the ein avuda, let it go tida. Instead, we're telling him, use the ein avuda, and the avuda, let it die. Why? So he says, it's talking about a case where the avuda is shvach. The Rabban hold, also takana b'kachim. If you go ask a shayla, we will give him a suggestion how to save it. Ramin leich go, he's chape b'avuda, get taka the kapora da avuda, and the ain avuda tira. Because the ain avuda we don't kill, because there's no chsaron of avuda. The avuda is the one we kill. So so we'll tell him in a way that he doesn't kill an animal. Moise, Ramishashi has a question. You're telling me that we don't try to help our kachim. But Hatanya, didn't we learn? It says in Pasik that whatever's left over from the carbon, Yoichlu, that Aaron Avonim should eat it in a holy place. Yoichlu and Yoichlua. So the Brai says, Yoichlu, what's it coming? The leftover mincha. It says, Vahanei said, it's Vimena, they should eat it. And then it says later on, in the Chatzar Oymoy, they should eat it. So it's an extra Pasik, this whole Yoichlu again. So first it says Yerchlu with Arehe, and then it says Yerchluwa in plural. So go like this. Matam Alem and Melam teach you Shim Hoysa Achil Muetis to tell you if you didn't have enough to eat, let's say the mincha is very small, Oichlin ima chulin v'trumah, eat some chulin, so you should be full. Like the Karm Pesach, we have the Chagiga, you should be full. Ay, Rashi says, how can you bring chulin into the Azara? We mean, eat it outside the Azara, fill yourself up, and then go inside and eat the mincha. So you should eat it ima seva, you shouldn't eat it like a glutton. That's yoichlu, eat it. Yeah. Kadesh Tenechel Hasevi wants you to eat it when you are full. Yoichlu ha, the extra hay yoichlu ha, what's it come to tell you that? Eat it on its own. Yoichlu ha, eat it. Oh, eat on. Yoichlu means eat, like eat them. That with chulin. But yoichlu means eat it only. Ma tamalem, what's it come to tell you? Sheim ha'is achil merub, if you have a lot of food, a lot of the mincha left over, ain't oichlin ima chulin. The truma, don't eat any chulin or truma with it to zat yourself, to say to yourself. Kadesh shaloit enechel as ala gasa. It's one thing to be zat, another thing to be stuffed. We don't want you to be overfull. So that's your chulin shen yachid. So what do we see from here? Clearly we're giving you suggestions on how you should eat the mincha. We're telling you to eat the mincha. In this case, if you're hungry, eat chulin. Yeah, so you just said that loyosa takana b'kachim, that's what Rebbe said. Klar, according to everybody, we do a takana for kachim. So Gemara, my lab... That's not a takana, because you shouldn't break the bones. So maybe, remember, we're scared you break the bones. And that's an iser. This here is advice. There, they're talking about to try to prevent you from eating. Okay.
But technically, if you've got enough people,
yeah, then you don't need chagiga. That's right, you don't. Because you're not that hungry, you'll be plenty of flesh. So when I worry, you'll break the bones. So lechayda, my love, this braisa comes out of Phil Rebbe. That means even Rebbe holds you give takanas for kachim. So I'm like, no, Rabbanan. Goes Rabbanan. No, no kasha. This follows the Rabbanan. Rab Abba, Omar Rab Abba says, Omar Rab, what did Rab Abba say to Rab? How come Moidim, everyone's Moidim, the Mizchape, Bisha Ein Avud, if the Kapara was the one that was never lost, Sha Avud, the Mesa, Avud has an extra son that was lost to him, Seir Dasamit, so therefore it should die. Amar Nechel Kud, the Mizchape, Ba Avud, you got Kapara from the Avud. The Rebbe saw a Mafish, Leibu Kibu Dami, the second animal, even though it had no Chsaran, but takes on the full halacha status of the first animal, and therefore yield to Musu, but I was already love Kibu Dami. Tonight we looked in our Mishnah Hasheni. It says the second animal is Yireh. We learned before, not in the Mishnah. We learned about Yom Kippur. Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Rav. What do you do if you lost in the Azazel? Do you bring it all over again or not? Tonight we learned Hasheni, the second one Yireh. You should wander about Achis Dayev. You wander about until the second animal Chatel that wander about V'Yimoche V'Yiplu Dama Dava, and you sell the money from a Dava She'ein Chatel Tzibur Mesa. The chat, this is what it says, Hasheni, the second animal. One animal, in other words, you bring another pair, right? And you choose one for Azazel. Now you have two chatois, the first animal and the second one. So it says the second animal, in other words, the other animal paired with the Azazel. What do you do with the animal? Let it wander about to get some moon, and then with the money, you buy a kabonis. Why? She ain't chata tzibe mesa, even though you're raising this chape with the other animal, but you don't just throw it away, because ain't chata tzibe mesa. Vais is hodi yachid mesa. Aba yachid will die. In this case, we'll die. Now, which animal is the one that we keep? Yesterday, we learned Rabbi Yechonon says that it's that the first animal is still brought up as a chatas. It's the second animal goes wandering about. Oh, but Omar Rav says Rabbi Yechonon says Balechaim Nitchin. So you're using the second animal for the Azazel and the second animal for the chatas, and the first one, because the Azazel was rejected, so too is the chatas rejected. And so on. But Rav says, Balechaim Eino Nitchin. It's the first animal chatas that you bring, and the second animal for the Azazel. Kishu Mizchape, Besheini, Shebezugrish, and Mizchape. That one, when you Mizchape, you're Mizchape with the chatas from the first Zug. The Eidach Basra, and what do you do with the second chatas that you had? Havale Kemafish Libu, the second one is a chatas. Since when, as soon as you set it out, it's as if you got lost. That, so which is the Avuda here? The first one never got lost. The Avud is the second animal. And the timer, the Tzibur, and the whole reason is why, that we don't kill it, because the Tzibur had the Yachid Mesa. But if it would have been an individual, it would have died, even though it's the Avud, my love, Afilu Rabbonon. So we see that what? That this animal is like an Avud. The animal that, the second animal that you set aside, is to take the place of the first animal. So it's like, and you see what? It has all the dinim of the first animal, that what? And the one that is not being used goes to Misa. Yeah. And, like Rebbe, just follows Rebbe. Tanan, we learned, we're 23b, the very top of the page. Tanan, we learned, Hamafrish Chatas, if somebody says the Chatas, Va'avda, and he lost it, Vehikri Vacheres Tachta, you brought another Chatas in his place. Tomus, you let it die. Because once you makir the second one, and you found the first, you let it die. Taima, they crave it. The only reason, because you were makir the second one, so the balabas doesn't happen. Holo hekriva. But if you wouldn't be makir the second one, Tidish, should wonder about. It sounds like, I don't care which animal you use, loishnam is chapit ba'avuda. But if you did it before, you don't let it. But if, let's say, you found the first animal before you were makir of it, then you have a choice. One you bring up, and one is Tidish, you let it wander about. And it sounds like it makes no difference which one you brought up. It sounds like it makes no difference which animal you brought up. The second one is Tira. And Loishna and Akasha, the first opinion as well. Rav Huna. Loishna Moshe, Loishna Loimoshe. Makes no difference which one you chose. It makes no difference whether you went to Rav to ask or whether you did yourself. One is Tira and one is the carbon. To you, to the Tavaya, to Akasha, all of them. But you might know. You know why the Mishnah didn't mention it? Because it's too detailed. Milsa de Psikta Lektani. Milsa de Psikta Lektani. Don't make this diuk, but if you, let's say, the Mishnah only talks about that after the animal die, after you makir the second one, the first one gets put to death. The Mishnah, don't make it right away a whole lafuke, but if you found it before the second animal, the dinner so-and-so. The Mishnah didn't go into that, because there are so many pratim. Depends which animal it is, depends if it's a rov or not, and so on. We're up to Tanan, on 23b, Tanan. Hamafrish, about 8 lines on the top. Hamafrish moiz lechatzis. Somebody set aside money for chatzis, v'avdi lost it. V'hifrish achein tachteim. Set aside other money in this place. V'achkanim. Somebody now you found the first pile. Now you have two piles of money. The original money you set aside for the carbon, which is pile number one, and then the second pile, which is pile number two. And now before you brought anything, you have both piles in front of you. So what does the mission say? What should you do? You want me to find a few?
No, it's
on the left-hand
side.
23B1.
Here.
Yeah, we're up to here. The whole reason is the mischapim me'elu me'elu. The whole reason is because you have two piles of money, therefore we say you can bring it. Ha, me'echad, if you only had... But what happens if you only had one... Let's say you were makvir already, you only have one pile of money. If you already bought an animal, you bring it to Yam Melech. It sounds like loishna mischapa, but I don't care which animal you used. Whether you mischapa davuda, loishna mischapa b'shein avuda, were 23B. The money is the same as exactly. And b'shein avuda loishna moshes v'la moshech to you to tavayu. Same question. Hachanami, same answer. Milso the psik lektani. Your diik is not right. The Mishnah clearly says that once you use the money, the other one gets thrown away. So you want him a dike, but if he didn't use the money, then he doesn't get thrown away. Not in all cases. The Mishnah hasn't gone into that. Milso the psik lektani. The part that doesn't say too detailed. Don't start learning, you know, general rules. Amar Rabami starts a new gemara. Rabami said, "Hamafrish, if somebody sets aside shnei tziburi mois lachrais." This is totally different from what we learned till now. Till now we learned you set aside one pile of money, one animal, and then you lost it and you brought another animal. So then one animal and as a full chata, so you only need one. So therefore we have this whole discussion. Here the chatchil, coins or animals, the same thing. But here you set aside two coins or two animals. One will be the carbon and one will be a guarantee. If I lose that, I have this chol pach as a backup. So hamafri shnei tziburi moi, you set aside two piles of money lachreis. You set aside two piles of money for responsibility. Mischape be'echad man, use one of them, and what do you do with the second one? You don't just throw it away. B'shein yip l'davah. The second one, what do? You buy with it a carbon oiler to fill the mizbech. Says the gemara liba the man. According to who does this go? Who are we following here? Elaim, are we following liba the Rebbe? Are we following Rebbe pshita the yip l'davah? Of course, the Rebbe holds that if you bring up a carbon already, the leftover you kill, you let it die. But here, the Chatchili set aside too. Rebbe's Maida, because when does Rebbe say he's holding? Rebbe's only talking about a case where you lost it, and then you with the money, you bought a new animal with the money, or you set aside new money, thinking that this is the only one. Ad kan lekom a Rebbe l'be mafish libun, when you thought that it's lost and you brought a new one, you thought this will be the carbon. Aval achrai is, when it comes to achrai, you know that you have a carbon. This is only merely a backup plan. It's like a tanai. Moide, surely Rebbe's moide that you don't, if you use the first carbon, this one is used as a carbon as well. And you don't toss it away. Lele libe rabbon, and it goes, rabbon, pshitilei, the yibun dover, rabbon, for sure it goes on dover. Kalu chaymer. That if you lost an animal and you bought another animal, you set aside other money, and then you found the first one, we say that why did the leftover money it gets used for a carbon? Is libud amar rabbanu lav kibedami? They hold that what it's not. You don't toss it away. You use it for carbon. Lachreis a bay lachatchila. You set it aside just as a backup plan. Surely rabbanu hold you don't throw it away. Hello. So who is this going according to Rabbami? What's he saying? What's his chiddush? Rabbi saying if you set aside two piles of money, the first one you use for the carbon, the second one you use for a general carbon for the mizbeach. What's his chiddush? Obviously, who what's the chiddush? El liba the Rab Shimon. The chiddush according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said before he holds that all the five chatois they always get put to death. He holds there's no case of where they wander about. That you let it wander about and the money you buy in the dover. So Yitzchak, we need a man. I would thought less late of Shimon Adava. I would thought that he holds that there's never an Adava by Chattis, just like he says by Behemah. Once Reb Shimon holds in all cases, once you set aside an animal and you don't need it anymore, you let it die. There's no exception. So we would have thought that with money, the same thing. That with money also, once you set aside money to buy an animal, that's it. There's no exception. You throw it away. Kamashalam, the East Lane of Dover. The Rabbi Shimon is made when it comes to money. If you set aside an animal, you're right, and you don't need any more, you kill it. But if you set aside money and you don't need any more, you take the money and you buy a carbon oiler to use on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, How can you even think so? How can you even think? The less laying the dove of the Reb Shimon, that doesn't believe in the concept of the dove, and that's Reb Amid Chiddush. That he does, at least with money. But you learn, we learned there were 13 Shaifras in the Mishnah, 13 Shaifras in the Mishkan, we learned in the Shkoli, in the Mikdash, by Yakosav Alei, and they had all these different labels stuck onto them. One was Tiklin Charatin. This was the brand new coins. You didn't bring your Machzor Shekel in time and other. You bring the rest of the year, and then the three seasons of the year that they take from there and they put it in the pile where they're going to buy Kabbalah from. Then there's Tiklin Atikin. There's the old coins from the previous year, and you didn't bring it up. And then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but that's only used for the walls around the city to fortify the city for maintenance.
You've got a box that says old coins?
Yeah.
And where did these coins come from?
From latest new coins.
Yeah.
It's the previous year. He didn't bring his Machzor Shekel. He had a Chiyuv and he didn't bring it. Yeah. So now he brought it a year late. So we use it for maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, for the city of Shalayim. We build walls around it and so on. Okay, then it says, Vaitim. Canaan, they used to have a special thing for people who had to bring these little birds. They couldn't afford it. Or Goizle, Oilam. And the fourth box that says Goizle, Oilam. For example, you have to bring from Oilus or Oif. You had to bring some, so they put money into this box. And they let the coin go ahead and use this money to bring every single day these Goizles. And you know that at night you can rest assured that they brought it and the woman can go ahead and now eat kachim. 18 a box to buy. The fifth box was to buy wood. If someone wants to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings money, puts in the box, and they used to buy the firewood for the mizbech. But you need firewood. Ulavoina, and the sixth box had in it for the frankincense. That if you donated frankincense, this goes into that box, and they'll use it for that. Vizov. Then you have gold lekapodes. If you have gold, you want to donate for the clay sharis. Well, these big vessels. So that was a total of seven. And then you have Shisha Nedava. There were six more that were four Nedavas of the Tzibur. If you have leftover money from a... You set aside money for Kamachatas. You set aside $100. The animal costs you $75. What do you do with the $25 you set aside? For all your Chatois and all your Shamas left over. And in all the cases, we say Yipul Dumbal Nedava, it goes to these six boxes. The Tanya, like we learn, Shishal and Dover, these six when the Dover, what they do with them, La'ila Haba Min HaMisara, this is used for an oila to fill the Mizbech. That came from leftover money from Kabonis, from Karban Chattis. Not for the money. It wasn't in these boxes. Maybe you put them just wine directly. We learned that you can be nadiv in the wine. So you just gave wine. Haba min hamaysodes, he had leftover money from a carbon chatz, a carbon ashem, and all these didn't we say yiplun and dava? They go in these boxes. And what happened to these kabanas? They become communal oilas. What's a communal oila? So ein oila lekainim. What it did was that for these kabanas, the hide did not go to the local, to the kainim of that who served that day. They would take the hide, sell it, and with that money put it back in the box to buy more kabanas. This is the proof we bring. Rabbi Shimon says, if you don't allow that the these nedavas should be for the kabbanis and the kainim should be able to get to the high, you're canceling the chiddush of yehoyada hakain. What was that? The time you learn, it says the pasuk, Asham hu. It says, Asham hu, Ashaim, Ashaim laHashem. He was guilty of Hashem. What do you mean, Asham hu? Kulai, that is completely an asham, lahavi, kol, dover, anything. Habam, mim, maisir, chatais, vashamis, that anything that was left over from chatas and asham, likach, what do you do with that money? Says Yerodekayin, medamav, oila, is you buy within a carbon oila, habasa, l'shem, the meat of that carbon goes to Abish, it gets fully burnt on his back. Oh, but the oilas, the high, go to the kain. Alma East, so that's what the Hayoda Kohen dashes from Hashem. Who? That is like an Hashem, and the high goes to the Kohenim. So Alma, what's the point from all this? We see East Lane, the daughter of Shimon. Rav Shimon is the author of this opinion. He said, clearly, there's another. So what's Rav Ami's whole chiddush to tell you that? Even Rav Shimon holds that the five animal chatois, they all die. But the money that goes in the Dover, why do you think otherwise? Says he, but Itzik, we still need it. Salke dat ra'a, I mean, I would have thought, ki islayde dover Rav Shimon. When does he hold that there's a dover Rav Shimon b'chat sidra? For example, you set aside an animal, you set $100 to buy an animal. And then it turned out to be that it costs $75. So it's only one thing that happened. So you have surplus $25. Says Rav Shimon, that money is the dover. But if you set aside two piles of money, one to be used and one as an achrayis, so the entire second pile is extra. Maybe that doesn't go to the dover, and you were forgiven with the first one, so maybe that has to be thrown away. Loi, maybe no. In the case where you set aside $100, you use 75 of the 100, so you used it for chattas, and so left over, you used for the dover. But in the case you have two piles, the second pile you didn't use at all for a chattas, so maybe you should throw it away. Kamashlon, that you can still turn the dover. Omar Avhoishi, Avhoishi said, what time is Maidav? 6:09, 6:08. Sorry? 6:08. No way. No way. All the shuls are 6:08 or 6:09.
What time is Maidav? 6:09. 6:09. Thank you.
Okay. Omar Avhoishi. Probably. Amar Avhoishi said, Amar Avhoishi said, Hamafrish te achrayis lachray. He says, if you set aside two animals, before Rab Ami talked about you set aside two piles of money, you set aside two animals, chatois, for achrayis, mizchape ba'achaz mehen, so you're forgiven with one of them, the chavata roya. And the other one, what do you do with the other one? You let it wander about. Whether you follow Rebbe, whether you follow the Rabbanan, we're going to say you wander about. Because even Rebbe is talking about only if you lost it and you set aside money thinking that's going to be the chattas. But chattchili, you set aside two, you let it wander about. Elil man, who are you saying this is going to? What's the chiddush? Elim elib Rabbanan, Rabban hashta. Now, hamafishli, but you thought you lost the animal and you found another and you set aside another one. Yet amri Rabbanan lavki ibadami. They hold that, know that what, if one animal is brought up another one, you bring it, let it wander about. Lachrais meboy lachatchili, you never lost anything. You set aside to be only as a backup. Surely you hold your tidla, you should let it wander about. Ella goes back to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, here's a big chiddush. Rab Shimon said there's no exception by animals. You always say that if one animal is brought up, the other one dies. Oh, Rab Shimon chomish chatois meses. It can't be. Rab Shimon holds that there's no exception. When he talks about animals, they all die. And before, the Gemara, we learned there's an exception that was with money, but not with animals. Ella liba de Rebbe. The chiddush is according to Rebbe. A Rebbe holds the other animal dies. Ki amar Rebbe. When does Rebbe say the animal died? Be ibud, you lost one, and you set aside one for another. Avol achrayis loy. But if you set chatchil aside two, and you use one, the other one doesn't die. Tanah bin the Mishnah mafrish chatas. You set aside chatas v'arei balas mum. The very end of the Mishnah. You set aside chatas, and it turned out to be after a day or two that it had a mum. What do you do with it? Moichli, you sell it. Now you have the money. And you bring another animal in its place. You bring another animal in its place, and that becomes your karbachata. So animal A now becomes chulin, belongs to Reuven. Animal B, that you bought from the money, the proceeds from animal A, you buy yourself a chattas, and that goes to Shimon. If Shimon happened to, he was very enthusiastic, he went straight to the base of Migdash, took the animal that he bought, and brought it on the Mizbech, Koidim Shenishcha to the Shaina before Reuven, who bought the animal of A and turned it into Chulin, had a chance to shecht his animal. That's it, Thomas. It dies. It's like an animal, a chattas, where the first animal was, the owner was Nizchap, and the second one has to die. Shekwan Nizchap Kribala. So we thought, what possible logic is in there? Once Reuven bought the animal is no longer holy. So what? Who cares what Shimon does with the chattas? We thought that Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon ke Rebbe Svirle. We thought Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon holds like Rebbe. And if he holds like Rebbe, but Rebbe only holds the case where he got lost. But over here, it never got lost. But still, Afilu b'chrayis nami. Must be that he holds that. Rebbe holds that even if you never got lost, you just took a second one as a backup, it still has all the dinim of a carbon, and you let it die. So in this case as well, the first animal you had a mum, and then you sell it, it still has, it's like a chrayis, it still has, what do you call it, the kedusha. No. So therefore, it's a kasha, what you just said before, no. Dilma, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, ka'avu hasvila, he holds like his father. Nothing to do with Rebbe. That there's no exception. All five chatois die.
His father holds all Chatoz Dar without this issue when it's been converted to.
Yeah, he goes a step further. Since he holds there's no exception, all Chatoz dies. Therefore, he holds that there's always Kedusha left over into it. And therefore, there's always Kedusha left over into it.
But it doesn't mean
there's no exceptions. No, he doesn't mean his father, but he goes a step further. There are no exceptions. Tanan, we learned by the Korban Yom Kippur, the first set, the animal that's supposed to go down that Zozo, died. So then we bring another set, and then we said that we only bring one of the Chatois, and the other one we wait till the moon and we sell it, and we turn the money into a Korban. Why? Even though that the animal is Chapir, but the Chat doesn't die. Had it been a Yochid, it would have died. Had the Yochid Mesa. And Omar Rav said, which animal do you bring? The first animal never gets rejected. So the first animal you bring as the Karma Chattas. He'll bring the first animal because he don't get rejected. And the second animal you let it wander about gets a mum. The second animal is merely as a backup plan. Uktani says clearly here, the Yachid Mesa says clearly here, but if it would have been a private person, it would have died. So you, so we see clearly here that in Achrayis, still, the second animal dies, and you just said before that the second animal does not die. So we said before, by achray is my money. The second animal doesn't die. Says the Gemara, no, this is different. Rav le tamei. Rav is consistent with the view. The Amar says mitzvah berishon. Rav is consistent with the view that says that the mitzvah is the berishon, the first animal, not because of achrayis and the second one gets tossed away. It's because there's a special mitzvah here to always use the first animal you set aside. For example, if you have a Korban Pesach, you got lost, you brought it, set aside another Korban Pesach, and then the first one came back. Rav holds the mitzvah, some say you have a choice, whichever one you want. Rav said the mitzvah is always to bring up the first one. That's the original one that you set aside. That's the one you should be. So Rabbi Yekir, like Rabbi Yekir, is the mitzvah tradition. Rav holds like him. So therefore, so when you, since the first mitzvah is the first one, the second one, you set it aside, you never set aside for a carbon. Because since the first one was still by Yom Kippur, the first one was still around. The second one you set aside only because you needed a pair for the Azazel, but the first one never got lost. So therefore, the second one was never set aside for a carbon because the first one is mitzvah tradition. And therefore, you kill the second one. The mitzvah tradition. But if you chatchila set aside two chatois for achrayis, and if you wanted, you could have mechap whichever one you want. Over here, take it's not called a frosh libah, they don't get killed. Yeah, I'll stop here.